WKXWHD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8:01. I'm Eric Scott. Just a month ago, state officials were reporting record low daily COVID caseloads. This morning, number of infections up nearly 200%. Rate of transmission the highest it's been since November. Hospitalizations are steadily increasing, but still near pandemic lows. Public schools in New Jersey are being directly sent $2.5 billion from the latest federal coronavirus recovery law, but it's still not enough, educators say, to handle ventilation improvements they need. That will take years.
Senate President Steve Sweeney met 15 education groups at the State House Thursday for what was supposed to be a deep dive into their finances and effective use of federal funds. It morphed into a plea for help with HVAC issues, both paying for the systems and filters and smoothing out the state bureaucracy. Sweeney says it was eye-opening to find out there's nowhere near enough money and that while it won't keep schools closed, he's not sure if it'll lead to mask mandates.
In order to get our kids back in schools, the buildings need to be healthy. So HVAC has to be an absolute priority. And the way we're set up, we're not going to make that priority.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Many Jersey businesses have been making a strong comeback from the pandemic, but almost a year and a half of COVID restrictions have left hotels across the Garden State still struggling big time.
Dana Lancelotti of the Jersey Restaurant and Hospitality Association says a lot of hotels will be forced to close if they don't get financial assistance.
We can't seem to get a budge for them as far as funding is concerned to help them with the needs that they have to come back.
She adds hotels, like many other businesses, are now struggling with a shortage of workers and increased prices for products and deliveries, and they're looking for ways to hold the line on costs.
So if you're staying for a few days, they don't even come to knock at the door unless you ask the hotel to clean the room.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Dennis and Judy.
As you know, it's your job to be beloved, and it is my job to be hated, and we've done that very well since 1997.
Weekdays 10 till 2 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Now, New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
Now, what a mess getting out to the Lincoln Tunnel this morning, 495. Bumper-to-bumper traffic right off the eastern spur in Route 3. They've still got a right lane shutdown for a crash at Kennedy Boulevard, but they are making progress because at one point 495 was closed. Either way, it's still an extra 25-minute delay through that, but around the helix down to the tolls under 5 minutes, so that's the good news. George Washington Bridge still looks great on both decks. The Holland Tunnel, just about a 10-minute delay off 1 and 9. Off the western spur of the Turnpike, the off-ramp to Route 508 at 15W, that's still blocked. 508 shut down with a broken water main, and you're going to get detoured off 280 eastbound at exit 17 as well. Parkway looks pretty good this morning, as do the car and truck lanes of the Turnpike. Jeff Fromm, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South. Yep, 295 northbound is graced with a delay now from exit 25 to exit 26 northbound. You are jam-packed with an accident. The left lane is blocked off with this accident scene. That's 295 north, exit 25 to exit 26, all crowded. Traffic is made possible by New Jersey Lottery. Are you tired of sitting in traffic? Well, imagine if you won the $174 million Powerball jackpot. You could just take your private jet everywhere or fund the creation of a teleportation device. After all, anything can happen in Jersey. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 8:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:05. Police are trying to figure out who placed an emergency call about a child possibly drowning at Petty Lake in Hightstown yesterday afternoon. Nearly a dozen fire and rescue companies responded, searching for hours. They found nothing. Police suspect now it was a prank. More than a dozen accused drug dealers in North Jersey with street gang connections busted in an operation led by the state attorney general's office.
The men arrested are affiliated with the Trinitario Street Gang, according to acting attorney general Andrew Brook, and range in age from 22 to 40. Amid escalating violence in Patterson between rival drug sets, one of those facing charges was shot and severely wounded in a dispute last month. Brook says the group armed themselves with guns and illegal large-capacity magazines, six of which were seized, along with five handguns, almost 800 rounds of ammunition, heroin, cocaine, and prescription drugs, including oxycodone, Percocet, and Xanax. 4 out of 14 suspects remained at large. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 8:06. Great start to the weekend. Dan has the forecast next. This is Eric Scott.
I'm Dean Alpalamian.
I'm Michael Simon.
I'm Dan Alexander.
I'm Aaron Vogt.
I'm Sergio Bichette.
These are the voices of New Jersey 101.5's news and digital departments. They are people on the streets, on the web, and on the air, all covering Garden State news for you.
I'm Chad Robison.
I'm Jen Ursulo.
I'm David Matthau.
I'm Annette Petriccioni.
I'm Patrick Lab.
From your neighborhood to the State House, they're here bringing you the information you need. Count on New Jersey 101.5, your trusted news source, on the air, on our app, and on NJ1015.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Sunny skies, dry air, dry weather, making for another gorgeous day here across New Jersey. Highs reaching the lower 80s, just like yesterday. It'll be warm but not hot. Comfortable tonight, clearing calm. Lows generally in the lower 60s, and we get even stickier tomorrow by a little bit. Highs lower to mid 80s with lots of sun, some clouds build in late day, and then a chance of showers tomorrow evening, leading to a couple rounds of scattered showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. New Jersey weather made possible by the New Jersey Peach Promotion Council. New Jersey's locally grown peaches, summer's favorite fruit, now here and so healthy. 60 calories, loaded with nutrients, sweet and juicy Jersey fresh peaches. Visit jerseypeaches.com for where to buy and stay loyal to local. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
65 in Egg Harbor City, Evesham 64. East Brunswick is 64. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts, and write to your smartphone. The download is free from New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5.